Welcome to Notes to Self, some random thoughts from me, author C.D. Baker. Welcome. It's been too long. Sorry about that. I've been swept away in my research for the new novel I'm working on, which will be about the founding of America, but more than that, maybe the trajectory of that founding. And that's pretty crazy stuff. I was very disappointed to learn that the guy who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance was actually a socialist who was eager to have children programmed to venerate the all-powerful state. Yeah, all my myths are being busted. And I'll tell you what, the pyramid and the scary eyeball and all that stuff is just the tip of the iceberg when you find out that America actually had what you might dramatically refer to as an occult founding, in competition then with what might be considered Orthodox Christianity. But that's not what this is about today. I just needed a mental break. So I wanted to share with you what I call the four human motivations. And the reason these are important to me is because I often design my character arcs around these four things that motivate every person, every relationship, even every nation state. Whole cultures are motivated. And when you can get a handle on these four simple observations, you'll be able to help people in a very different way. And when nations have any of the four in harm's way, you'll find reactions that are pretty telling. Germany, for example, going into World War II, had all four of them in bad shape. So let me just go over these with you briefly. This will be a short podcast, but I think a beneficial one. So I'm going to repeat them later on so you don't have to try to memorize these. But the four primary human motivations are simply, one, relief of pain, two, security, three, significance, and four, identity. So relief of pain, significance, security, and identity. So they're pretty self-explanatory. Relief of pain is really what drives almost all addictions, incidentally. You know, why do people go for alcohol or drugs in the first place? It's to feel good. Why do they need to feel good? Because they feel badly. And that's a form of pain. Sometimes the source of that pain can be found in the other three, and that's why this is worth paying attention to. But sometimes they're, you know, outside of these things. People have pain from all sorts of causes, but mostly it's spiritual, in the sense of it being tied to their most inner desires, fears, expectations. But relief of pain, that's huge. If you find somebody who's acting out of sorts, who's acting in extreme ways, it is probably some kind of pain that they're in. And if you have a heart of compassion, your objective would be to take that knowledge and try to help them identify it as a start. The second one I mentioned was significance. I find this particularly potent in males. We are told in our culture that you know, to be something, you've got to do something. You've got to be significant. You've got to stand out. You must achieve. You must accomplish. And I just, you know, I find this in kind of a competitive environments in corporations, climbing the famous corporate ladder, but in other places as well. The need to feel superior is actually a need to be significant. And we all want to be meaningful, or most of us do. That's a natural inclination. At some level, taken to its extreme, it's actually a craving to be worshipped. I think some people would say Donald Trump has got a deficit in his own sense of significance, and so he really needs to be adored. So when you find people sort of blustering with boasts and so forth, it's most likely a void in their sense of significance. The third one here is security, not to be too much of a traditionalist. I do happen to find most of the time females tend to struggle with some security issues. The need to have adequate material things is something we all share in, the need to be treasured and loved and affirmed. Now, incidentally, with affirmation, that can go either way. That can make you feel secure. It can also make you feel significant. And so some of these things clearly overlap. But the need to feel safe. The two great human problems are shame and shame and fear. Shame and fear. Fear, of course, ties into security. Shame ties into significance. So people who are afraid, and I'd be very curious sometime, you'll find it helpful if you were to take a sheet of paper, and you can burn it later, but just write down, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Is it financial? Is it relational? Is it not being valued? Is there some kind of threat that you imagine? And all of these tie into security. So we have relief of pain, significance, security. And the final one here is identity. We all like to know who we are. And maybe as importantly, we like to know that other people know who we are. We're tribal. Ultimately, it seems, we are still tribal. I am a Pennsylvanian. I am an Eagles fan, and so I paint my hair green on Sundays. This sense of belonging is very important, but it's tied to identity. It's also tied to security. You feel safe when you belong. It's also tied to significance. You feel important when you belong. And when you have all three things going for you, it helps take care of other things that maybe are giving you pain. So you begin to see how we are actually whole creatures with areas of our lives which tend to be in deficit or in surplus. So identity is probably something everybody shares. And I, in my experience, people who end up in race politics or race issues tend to have identity issues of their own. And so they rather violently cling to a sense of their superiority in race. Maybe they're education geeks and they like to brag about their education. They want to be identified with an Ivy League school and so forth and so on. Which is why we wear, you know, members only jackets, or at least used to. It's why people like to be, you know, in. They want to identify with what's fashionable. And so one more time, these four motivations. And if you can pay attention to all four of these in your relationships with other people, this will be a big advantage. Especially if you're in a service business where you're selling to people or helping them in some way, but also in your family lives, in your marriages, with your children. Children are not immune from these, by the way. But once again, and one last time, relief of pain, significance, security, and identity. If we can get all that together, we're in pretty good shape. Well, thanks for listening. I hope you'll come back. Please visit me at my website at www.cdbaker.com. Until next time.